This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Another mortgage business goes down.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Capital One has decided to close its wholesale mortgage banking business. Capital One made the announcement last night after the markets closed. Greenpoint Mortgage will close by the end of the year. Almost 2,000 people will lose their jobs. Greenpoint has 31 locations in 19 states. This will cost Capital One about $860 million. We told you yesterday that Countrywide was starting to lay people off. Countrywide's problems have captured a lot of attention because it's the biggest mortgage lender in the country. A Merrill Lynch analyst went so far as to suggest Countrywide was headed for bankruptcy. But Countrywide is trying to reassure people. It's taken out full-page ads in newspapers this week. Joining us now is Ben Steverman of Business Week magazine. Ben, dire predictions for Countrywide. The Federal Reserve cut a key bank lending rate on Friday. What's the reality at this point?
That was a big shock to people that the Merrill Lynch analyst came out and said that Countrywide might be facing bankruptcy. Countrywide was actually hiring pretty aggressively earlier this year, and a lot of analysts were kind of scratching their heads and wondering why I was doing that. The strategy there was basically take up market share that other mortgage lenders that were going bankrupt were abandoning. So Countrywide was hoping to basically hire a lot during this crisis and then at the end of the crisis be an even bigger player. Now they seem to be cutting back staff again, reacting to the realities that this crisis is probably going to be hurting this company for a little while now.
What's the result of the Fed's actions here when it comes to Countrywide Financial?
Well, Countrywide is a bank, so it can use this discount window to borrow money. Now, it might not actually do that, but its creditors might, and it might just lower the temperature on Wall Street and let everybody relax and let Countrywide work out some of its problems.
Do you get the sense that the Federal Reserve is going to do more than what it's done on Friday?
The Fed statement on Friday sure seemed to indicate that the Federal Reserve was planning to cut rates again in September. They really shifted gears from just a couple weeks ago when the Federal Reserve said that inflation was its main concern. So it sure seems like the Federal Reserve is preparing for a rate cut. And if that happened, it could help a lot of the people who have mortgage payments they can't meet or are facing foreclosure on their mortgages.
All right. Ben Steverman from Business Week. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The markets are going in both directions today. In Asia, stocks were up. Japan's Nikkei added about 1%, but European shares have opened lower. Yesterday, the Dow gained 42 points to 13,121. The S&P 500 was down a fraction of a point. The NASDAQ put on 3 points to 2508. We could have another victim of the tight credit market today. The board of the Tribune Company is holding a critical meeting. It's supposed to approve an $8 billion deal to take the company private. Lisa Napoli looks at why that might not happen.
First, there's the increasingly lousy state of the newspaper industry with disappearing ad revenues and dwindling circulation. Tribune's operating profit has dipped 59% since the deal was announced. Then there's the market plunge. Shareholders were promised $34 a share for stock trading at around $30 in April. Lately, it's been trading about $10 a share lower. Newspaper industry analyst Ken Doctor says these things could derail the deal or at least force a reconfiguration.
you can make a pretty good case on the face of it that those assets were not worth what they were when the deal was agreed on April 2nd.
Oh, and then there's the problem of debt. The company will have to borrow $4 billion to start to complete the complex deal as written. Ken Doctor says whatever happens, there are sure to be more cutbacks and layoffs at Tribune Properties. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
It appears Hurricane Dean won't have a big impact on the oil industry. A few companies have evacuated rigs and suspended production, but it looks like the damage will be minimal. Of course, the same can't be said for the resort business on the Yucatan Peninsula. That's home to Cancun and Cozumel. It already suffered significant damage in Hurricane Wilma a couple years ago, and it could get hit again. Dean is now a Category 5.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to help children in under-resourced public schools achieve academic success in math and science. TeachForAmerica.org. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at KAUFFMAN.org.
This summer, it appeared the high-definition DVD format war was over. Blockbuster chose Blu-ray, a major blow to HD DVD. I heard the HD DVD people had a meeting.
War's over, man.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is!
And lo and behold, there's good news this morning for HD DVD. Here's Jill Barchet.
Paramount Pictures and DreamWorks Animation said yesterday they're dropping Blu-ray and using HD DVD only. Paul Erickson researches the market at Display Search. He says movie studios and retailers are now split between one format backed by Sony and another backed by Microsoft and Toshiba.
For a lot of people, they were bordering on calling the format war close to over. And I think now with this announcement, HD DVD is in the fight and that this format war is going to continue.
Wondering how this affects you? Chris Crotty is a senior analyst at iSupply. He says confused shoppers aren't buying many players or discs in either format.
The smart consumers are waiting until we see more equipment this holiday season that is format agnostic. It can play both HD DVD and Blu-ray.
But Crotty says online downloading may eventually make both technologies obsolete. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.